This is a CBC podcast.
Welcome! This is The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, the store manager.
And I am Gary Bot, the automated assistant.
Gary, what are you doing?
Ooh, well, I found this empty box and I made a robot costume out of it. Tee-hee! Tee-hee.
Uh-huh. Well, Gary Bot, could you please check the answering machine?
With pleasure. My servos are malfunctioning.
You can't reach because of the box, can you?
No, I can't.
I'll do it.
Hi, my name is Alessandro, and I would like to hear a story about a robot lost in outer space.
That story is out of this world. Tee-hee!
That is a good one, Gary.
Really?
I found it. This story is called In Space, No One Can Hear You, Beep Boop. Chimes, Gary Bot.
Affirmative.
Space Mission Log Gamma 42. Space is big.
Meet Inorgana, Model 6 of 8.
6 for short.
Six was a space explorer. Her mission was to visit and record new worlds, meet and make new friends with any life she found, and bravely go where no one has ever gone before.
I have been to a planet where the lakes were made of jelly. I saw a star that was every color of the rainbow. I have met jellyfish aliens and crab aliens and turtle aliens. The turtles were my favorite.
Six was also a robot.
Beep boop, as it were.
A robot space explorer? Very cool.
But she was also in a bit of trouble. Well, a lot of trouble. You see, her spaceship had gotten caught up in a supernova and then bounced around in an asteroid belt, then chased by a moon-sized space squid until...
Based on my sensor readings, after doing all the calculations, I am very lost.
Uh-oh
is right. Six was lost in the depths of space with no clue how to get home.
It is not so bad. I have a lot of time to reorganize my files, draw pictures of nebulas, and play space solitaire. It's like regular solitaire, but in space.
But even the most thrilling game of space solitaire could not solve Six's biggest problem.
I was expecting a very important message from Earth today, but my ship is damaged. Shame, really.
Oh, that poor robot. Oh, no.
Today was supposed to be special. Oh, well, I should clean the windows.
She tried her best, but no amount of regular maintenance could make her feel better. But as she floated outside her ship, cleaning the windows, a sudden visitor made her feel a lot worse.
I'm Bolo Bat, space pirate. Also a bat. Prepare to be boarded, steel scallywag.
I am actually made of titanium.
Yeah, well, give me your ship.
Bolo Bat jetpacked over to Six's ship, ready to do some space piracy, and Six didn't really stop him.
You know, usually when I take someone's stuff, they're more upset about it. Like, oh no, please don't do a piracy at me.
Today really could not get much worse. Might as well just let you have my ship.
Well, what happened to you?
Let's see. Today I have run into a supernova, asteroid belt, and a space squid. My communication systems are broken, and I have lost contact with Earth, my home planet. And now, I'm shipless.
Yeah, that's rough. Oh well, I guess I'll be taking your ship now.
Worst birthday ever.
Okay, this has gotten awkward.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
I know, right? Bolo Bat felt incredibly guilty. It was fine to be a pirate and do pirate things, but on someone's birthday? Oh, unacceptable.
According to the space pirate policy, since I tried to take your stuff on your birthday, I now have to help you as much as I can. Those are the rules.
Very considerate space pirates.
Yeah, well, nobody went to the Space Pirate Queen's birthday party one year, so here we are.
Bolo Bat, bound by pirate code to help Six, but also actually feeling bad, fixed her ship for her.
Hooray! Very good.
But the space pirate had one more surprise for Six.
Thank you for fixing my ship and all, but there is no way for Earth to reach me, since they have no idea where I am.
Well, I've got something to tell you. Space pirates don't give up.
Is that also a, quote, space pirate policy, end quote?
Well, it's more of a space pirate guideline. Anyway, there's a super-duper fancy-pants wormhole nearby. You can use it to talk to Earth.
How does that work?
Science.
Ooh, cool.
Okay, modulate the flux. Quantize the Higgs boson flow. Hello, Earth. This is Bolobat, space pirate, and also a bat. Got someone here who wants to say hello.
Hello? Anyone there?
Someone was there. A message came back through.
Happy birthday, 6 of 8. We love you and miss you here on Earth. Travel safe and make sure to thank your new friend, eh? Ta-ta!
Well, that is just wholesome. Thank you, Bolobat.
Happy birthday, 6 of 8.
As 6 of 8 watched Bolobat fly away, she realized that, although he was a pirate, somehow they both ended up with a priceless treasure.
Space Mission Log Gamma 42, Part 2. I made a friend. Happy birthday to me.
The end. Now, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
Friendship is so sweet. Now, hug me, Mr. Orlando.
No, Gary, but no, the box, it's so pokey.
Robot unicorn hug.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.